Pillar of Hawaiian Tales. The Teller of Hawaiian Tales brings you a story of the Menehune, a legendary race of little people who lived hundreds of years ago in Hawaii. Supposedly very small dwarves and gnomes. Oddly enough, the Menehune worked only at night, and everything they did, no matter how big, was finished in one night. And their work was so perfect that it stands unequal today. The story of the building of the Menehune Ditch is a story of mystery and magic. Listen then while the teller of Hawaiian tales relates the strange legend of the ditch the Menehune built on the island of Kauai.
We had been telling stories around a campfire all evening long. Stories of our adventures and stories of old Hawaii. Beside me on the ground sat an old Hawaiian. He was smoking his pipe and gazing thoughtfully into the fire. He had been silent throughout the evening, just listening to the stories. Now he spoke in a soft, quiet voice. Have any of you ever been to Waimea Valley on Kauai and seen the Menehune Ditch? Yes, said one, I have. I remember it because of the rocks. They look as if they had been cut out by hand. And yet there isn't a man living today who can chisel stone like that. I'm a stone cutter myself, so I know. I've tried. No wonder, replied the old Hawaiian. The Menehune built that waterway, and it's true. Not a person has found the secret of cutting rock as those little people did. They lived so long ago that no one knows much about them. My grandfather said they were dwarf-like people, gifted with supernatural powers. And strangest of all, the Menehune worked only at night. Every job they started, no matter how big, they finished it in one night. And so it was with this ditch. Then he told us this story. It is supposed that it was built during the reign of King Umi. Part of his lands were dry, flat plains. But the soil was rich and fertile, and when the scant rains did fall, the land produced fine crops. King Umi was an ambitious man and dearly loved by his people. He did everything he could to make them more prosperous. One day, as he was visiting the dry country, a thought occurred to him. Why not bring water down from the mountain springs? Then there would be good crops all year round. But how to get the water down? That was a problem indeed. He sat in his garden one day, thinking of his problem, when suddenly there appeared before him an ugly little dwarf. The king looked up, startled. What is this? He thought to himself. He'd never seen such a creature before. It was dressed from top to toe in brilliant green and wore on its head a tiny crown of emeralds. The little dwarf spoke first. I am the king of the Menahuni. For a long time now, I've been watching you and your men struggle to bring water to the valley. But I can do it. My men and I can do it. King Umi's eyes fairly sparkled with joy. He leaned forward and held out his hand. If only you could, I will pay you anything you ask. The dwarf replied, I will. Tomorrow you shall have your ditch, on one condition. There was a pause before he announced the strange condition. 6 months from tomorrow, you must give one fish to each and every one of my men, including myself. If you can do that, your problem is solved. What an unusual request, thought the king. Nevertheless, he was beside himself with joy. It shall be done, he exclaimed, jumping to his feet. 6 months from tomorrow, I will have a fish for you and a fish for every one of your workers. When he had finished speaking, the little dwarf had vanished. The king could hardly wait until dawn to see if his wish had come true. The day dragged out and the night seemed endless. But at daybreak, he arose and hurried out to the lands, and lo and behold, there was a long, long ditch stretching as far as the eye could see up into the mountains. And running through the ditch was clear, cold water from the springs. The people were excited over their new gift, and the king was happy and satisfied. But now, to collect the fish. King Umi called all his men together and told them to catch moai, as many as they could. And so day after day, week after week, the men caught and dried moai. For 6 months, the men fished. Then King Umi sent a messenger to the king of the Menahuni. The appointed meeting place was a small hill near the Waimea Canyon. Pu'umoi, it is still called. And there the dried fish were brought. All day and all night, the men of Waimea toiled up the long slopes of the mountain, carrying bales and bales of dried fish. It seemed they would never get done. But by the sunrise of the appointed day, the fish were all collected in one spot. And then the two kings set to work. One fish to each Menahuni workman. They worked all day, and by sunset, the last of the fish had been given away. But when the last fish was gone, there were still Menahuni left. Long, long lines of them, lines extending away to the west, over hill and valley, as far as the eye could see. King Umi sank in his chair dismayed. He turned to the king of the Menahuni. Give me a little more time, he pleaded. Another 6 months, perhaps. I know I'll have enough then to pay you. All right, replied the king of the Menahuni. I do not mind giving you more time, but this you must do. Give all my men a fish at the same time on the same day. And furthermore, since you failed today, all the fish you have just given away must be forfeited. So saying, the little dwarf vanished again, and with him, the long line of Menahuni. Poor King Umi was discouraged. He thought he would be bound forever to fish for the Menahuni. He didn't see how he could ever get enough fish to pay his debt. With bowed head and bent shoulders, he journeyed sadly back to his palace. He had no more than arrived when he received a visit from Kapuai. Kapuai was a wise man and knew well all the fish laws of Hawaii. Why don't you catch shrimp, he suggested to the king. Shrimp are fish, and they're easy to catch. One shrimp to each Menahuni would pay the bill. Kapuai, cried the king excitedly, you're a great man. We'll be saved after all. Again the king sent a call for all his men. This time they must not fail. If they did, the Menahuni would take away their ditch as quickly as they had built it. So the men set to work at once. They fished from dawn till dusk. They even fished by night with torches. Even the boys fished, and some of the women. people grew tired, but still they kept on for weeks, months. They covered every bit of swamp and marsh where there could possibly be a shrimp. Basket after basket was heaped to the brim. Every cart and every container that could be found was filled with shrimp. There were millions of them caught, and millions more. It didn't seem possible that so many shrimp existed. The men fished until the very last possible moment. All too soon, the time came for the appointment, and the two kings met again. They started in at sunrise, and all day long, as the Menehune filed by, each received one shrimp. King Umi thought the line would never end, but it did. And just as the sun began to sink into the ocean, the last one of the Menehune received his pay. King Umi was exhausted. He looked down into the basket and found just two shrimp. Those were all that were left of the thousands and thousands of baskets carried up. He picked up the two of them. Handing one to the king of the Menehune, he said, "O king of the Menehune, just these two shrimp are left. Take this one, and I will keep the other. Now our work is done." And so the ditch the Menehune built remained and is still in excellent condition. And that is why there is a mountain on Kauai called Pu'u Opai, the Mountain of the Shrimp.
Hey,